Your Steve Jones Show podcast will start shortly. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Brewers Outlet, your beverage supermarket on Reagan Street in Sunbury. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Happy Friday to you. Great to be with you on a summer-type day in May. Oh, you need to stock up at Brewers Outlet. Nice, cold, refreshing beverages. Imports, domestics, microbrews. Best beer selection anywhere. Maybe you have a commencement this weekend, like here at Penn State. And, of course, they have soft drinks, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day, and the pickle bar is outstanding and second to none. It's all at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. I am in the Sunbury Motors studio. It's great to see Tom Mertz and all the Sunbury Motors family out at the Purdy Memorial Golf Tournament on Wednesday. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. All right, Tom Brady last night with Jim Gray. Jim Gray, yes. Nothing came out of it. Nothing came out of it, but I think you have to have some common sense about what you expect in that setting. And the common sense about what you expect in that setting is A, this was set up weeks and weeks ago. The timing was just ironic. Thus, you had, I don't know how many people they had in that room, 4,000? They've just won the Super Bowl. It's 55 miles from Foxborough. The students, the vast majority, are Patriots fans. And now you're going to ask Jim Gray, America's most serious sportscaster, to sit down and try and ask all these hard-hitting questions in that setting. And it's just not the right time or the right place to do it. It's just not. Now, in all fairness to Jim Gray, he did what he had to do. I mean, he did ask the questions, but then he knew he had to move it on because, again, it's the setting. And you knew you were not going to get any answers in that setting. And anyone who's going to be critical of Jim Gray is wrong because you have to understand what the setup was weeks ago. I'm not going to criticize Tom Brady. He's not ready to talk about it yet, and that's fine because I'm sure he wants to talk to his agent and his attorney about what he's going to say. And I think he also doesn't want to say anything until there's discipline handed down by the NFL one way or the other. And number three, again, I bring it back to the setting. And that's not the setting to talk about it. It's just not. And so there was nothing really to talk about in that last night. What does Roger Goodell now do? Now, Troy Vincent will start this, but what does Roger Goodell do? The report doesn't help him that much. I think if we sat here and did a poll, do you think Tom Brady, either through direct request or through influence, do you think Tom Brady, through direct request or influence, had them make sure that the footballs were not 13.5, but were as low as permissible so that he felt more comfortable in the game? I would venture to say 80 to 90% of people would say yes. I'd say yes. But the problem is that the report is too vague about that part. It's too general about that part, which doesn't help Roger Goodell. We've heard 1 year being floated as a suspension. But that is all part of what we've seen as the modern definition today of leadership. Through the media, you float an idea just to see how it flies. And I think that was planted to see how it would fly 1 year. Not flying too well, but for the most part, you're hearing the vast majority of columnists as you read it saying that it's a 4-6 game suspension, in their opinion. If Roger Goodell does that, he is now looking at a marquee player and calling him a cheater and a liar, because when I say liar, we go back to the press conference before the Super Bowl. That's why I bring that part up. So how does one handle that? Because the report strongly takes you in that direction, but it doesn't definitively do it. So what's Roger Goodell's out? There is one part of the report that is definitive when it comes to Tom Brady. Lack of total cooperation. That's where Roger Goodell will have a strong area to stand on. Bypass whether or not he's directly involved. Bypass that. But go right to the heart of what appears to be an absolute in the report, that Brady did not fully cooperate with them. Text messages, phone calls, things like that. Now, you can handle that with a suspension, sure. Or do you do this? You fine him $1 million. You find them $1 million. And you dock the Patriots as an organization a first or second round draft choice. Now, why do the Patriots get docked a first or second round draft choice? Because the report does deeply implicate two equipment managers. They're part of the organization. That's how I would handle it. How would you handle it? 800-795-9565. How would you handle it? Would you suspend him, and how many games? 800-795-9565. I'd fine him $1 million. Where the number's gigantic, he and his family can afford it. And then on opening night, you don't have Jimmy Garoppolo on opening night facing the Pittsburgh Steelers in a marquee game. How do you feel about that solution? Patriots get docked their first or second round draft pick as an organization, even though Bill Belichick and Robert Kraft have out of this, but the equipment managers still work for the club. Thus, you dock the club a first or second round pick, and you make Brady pay. Now, I don't know under the National Football League Players Association agreement, I don't know under if you can do that. I don't know if you can find him $1 million. I don't know. But that's what I would float out there and I would do. Because now you have a report that, to me, is so, it takes you down the road. But like any Garmin, I can get to any city in the country without a Garmin. It's the last 2 miles where I've got to make some turns in that town or city that helps me get to the location. That's when I really need a Garmin. This is like getting the roadmap to get there without giving you the Garmin to get the last couple of miles. That's what this report is. It's just too vague where it's more probable than not, likely, unlikely, probable, all dealing with Brady, that's not definitive. It's too vague. And when it comes to the two employees, it's not as vague. Also, when it comes to Tom Brady, what's not vague is that they didn't feel he fully cooperated. He didn't turn over text messages, phone calls, things like that. And Brady's agent today says, hey, look, he said that would set a bad precedent. And also, I also don't know what kind of advice he received from the NFLPA. The NFLPA may have told him you're not going to do that. So how do you feel about that? Do you feel that my solution's enough? Do you think it's a good compromise? Does it need to be stronger? Would you suspend him for one game, two, four, six, like Chris Sims says, or a full season? I just want to know what you think. 800-795-9565, 800-795-9565. I hand the Brady case to you. What would you do with it? Would you fine him? Suspend him? How would you handle the Patriots? What would you do? We'll come back with more in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK. This year marks Sunbury Motor Company's 100th year in business, and we will be keeping the same tried and true values we've had ever since we opened our doors, guaranteeing your car buying experience will be smooth and hassle-free. No spinning a wheel for specials you don't need or want. No pushy sales staff pouncing on you as soon as you arrive. No sideshow yelling. Since we began back in 1915, we have strived to be your most trusted friend when it comes to all of your new car needs, whether that's in sales or service. We strive to offer you as many viable options as we possibly can. Sunbury Motor Company always carries a line of few other auto dealers in our area can compete with. With our inventory of Ford, Hyundai, Kia, and Lincoln vehicles, there should be no problems with finding the right vehicle to fit your needs. Our friendly and trustworthy staff is knowledgeable in all of our products and stand ready to answer all of your questions and meet all of your needs. In honor of 100 years in business, SMC is introducing the all-new Auto Club, where Sunbury Motors will pay you for every mile you drive. Be sure to ask us about our Auto Club benefits. Sunbury Motors in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza and at sunburymotors.com. Proudly owned by the Mertz family since 1915.
The best get-togethers start with a trip to the beverage supermarket, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury. Why? Because Brewers Outlet has not only a great selection of beer, including imports and microbrews, but also a lot more. Brewers Outlet has water, soda, they roast their peanuts every day, and you can't forget about stopping by the pickle bar. Look for great deals on wine coolers and all your favorite snacks. Before you enjoy those special times with family and friends, make your visit first to the beverage supermarket, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury.
It's one thing this report does when you look at it. When it comes to Tom Brady, it sets a very low bar. And they say about him being generally aware. And you know what's interesting about this? Consider this, which I don't think has really been talked about a lot. Could it be that maybe Brady just really wasn't in the, didn't feel like throwing the two equipment guys under the bus? I don't know. Now what do you do with them? And again, what would you do? What would you do? Would you suspend him? And if so, how long? You know, and this is your, you know, I just want to hear from you at 800-795-9565. What would you do? Would you suspend him for how long? This is just your opinion. And this is going to be, there'll be no debate on my part whatsoever. And I'm not sure. I don't have the NFLPA contract here. I'm not sure how high they could. I know for the club, the highest they can fine the club is $500,000. So if they can only fine the club $500,000, something tells me they can't fine Brady that much. But that's what I would do. I'd shoot for it, and but I'd go fine and not suspension. And the reason I would fine him would be for a lack of cooperation in the probe. That's what I would do. Because that part appears to be the absolute part. And there appears to be no dispute at all about him not going 100% on cooperation. So with that, that's how I would go. I'd go with the part that you can prove. The part you can prove is that he's not, that he didn't fully cooperate. So, look, it's bending the rules without question. But there's so many problems with this report. One is the officials, Walt Anderson. I've talked about this yesterday. Walt Anderson, first time in 19 years, first time ever that we lost track of the footballs. You're telling me that after all this time, that may have been a detail that was really kind of taken for granted. Yeah, we checked a couple balls, seemed all right. Come on. Plus the officials, as I pointed out yesterday, handled the footballs on every play. Every play they handle the ball. Every play. They didn't notice. They said in the promo this morning, 20% of our uranium to Russia, $50 billion to Iran, and on our show, we talk about deflated footballs. And more people in this country today are talking about deflated footballs than they are about $50 billion to Iran and 20% of our uranium to Russia. Then again, more people had money on the Patriots and the Colts game than they had on money going to Iran. That's the way it is. 800-795-9565. What suspension would you give them? Love to know what you think. Love to know out there in that wild, wacky world of ours, that if we gave you the power to be commissioner for a day, now don't let it go to your heads. This is only for a day. It's not a permanent job. You're not going to get the $40 million. Yeah. You're not even going to get 1/365th of it. What would you do? By the way, Bill Simmons is not going to have his contract renewed at ESPN. Everyone has their own taste as to who you like and who you don't like. I mean, I'm in that business. Frankly, I never saw it. Would you suspend Tom Brady? Should be suspended for at least one game. Brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
And today's show being brought to you by our great friends at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Imports, domestics, microbrews. Well, buy some right now. Go out there, buy some tonight. Crack a cold one after cutting the lawn. Snacks, soft drinks, they roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day. And the pickle bar is second to none. It's all at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. I'm in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. All right, news along the way today. Just catch you up today, and then we'll get back to the Tom Brady saga in a moment. First of all, ESPN is not going to renew the contract to Bill Simmons. They made that announcement today. Did so through the New York Times. They made that announcement. The Players' Championship is continuing. In Ponte Vedra, Florida, Kevin Na at 8-under par. He shot at 69 today. He's the leader. Two shots better than Brandon Grace. David Hearn. And then on the course right now, Troy Merritt, Billy Horschel. They have all. And Ricky Fowler is on the course right now as well at 5-under. He's just three shots back and playing very well. You're wondering about Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods today shot 1-under par 71 and got himself back to even par. So, and the cut, I believe, is at even. And Phil Mickelson will not make the cut. He shot a 76 today and is at 5-over, and he's done. He will miss the cut. Woods, though, will make the weekend. So Tiger Woods will make the weekend at even par. He shot a 71 today. So that's the story on the Players. Phillies are back in action tonight as they continue their magic carpet ride. They have the Mets this evening at 10-19 of the year.
Although that is a good pitching matchup tonight, Steve.
It is. Hamels wrong and, with the pitching matchup.
Yep, Hamels and Harvey. Of course, it'll probably be nothing going into the bottom of the ninth.
Yeah, and Harvey will have a no-hitter. St. Louis will be at Pittsburgh this evening. Detroit's at home with Kansas City. Atlanta's at Washington. Baltimore at the Yankees. We'll talk about A-Rod in a moment. Boston is at Toronto this evening at Rogers Center. Minnesota's at Cleveland. Cleveland can't play defense to save its soul. Texas at Tampa Bay. Cincinnati will be in Chicago against the White Sox. The Cubs will be at Milwaukee. Dodgers at Colorado. San Diego at Arizona. Houston and Anaheim against the Angels. Oakland at Seattle. Miami is at San Francisco. NBA playoffs tonight. Bulls and Cavs tied at a game apiece. Play tonight at the United Center. And J.R. Smith gets back from his two-game suspension tonight for Cleveland. Game series tied at a game apiece. Houston and the Clippers tonight. Don't know if Chris Paul will play. That series tied at a game apiece. My good friend John Molesky, who I saw today along with his son Jack, had a great lunch today after John came up from D.C. John and I went to college together, and John could do this job with complete ease, believe me. He is a huge New York Rangers fan. And the Rangers will take on the Capitals tonight with the Capitals up 3-1. But the dynamic in an NHL playoff series, the same thing with the NBA. The Rangers win tonight. They steal Game 6. They're back home for Game 7. Anaheim's at Calgary up 3-0 in that series. So we've got everybody up to date on the sports news of the day. Rick in New Columbia. Hello, Rick. How are you today?
Oh, yeah. I was just going out there that you're going to name me commissioner of the NFL for a day, and what I
for
would
do. For one day. Yes, I want to know what Commissioner Rick would do.
I would take it from the entertainment value of it. I think I would suspend him for 4 quarters, and he gets to choose what quarter he doesn't want to play in the first 8 games. So I would suspend him, and then I would fine him the league maximum. But then if he wants to pay half of that to any charity of his choice, he could pay half of that, the half of whatever the league minimum is, and then pay half of that to any charity of his choice.
Actually, Rick, actually, Rick, all fines in the NFL do go to charity.
Yeah, I know, but it's the league's charity. But he could he could pay half of the. You say the they want to fine him $500,000. He could pay $250,000 to any charity he wants.
Got it. Okay.
And just to go out there and say that the opposing coaches' sanctions for USC was just getting over in the Super Bowl. You know, like everybody's real honest and all that. So, but I think I would go for the entertainment value of it. Do you think that would work?
You know, Rick, anything right now? Right. Okay.
Well, you know, he gets to choose a quarter of, say, the first eight games of that. He can say, I'm going to discipline myself. I'm not going to play the third quarter.
Okay.
So it's on TV all the time, and they have something to look forward to. And, of course, this isn't real, but it would be a good entertainment value of it because the whole thing's not worth getting all riled up about. I think I'd go for it that it's, if it's not real, who cares?
Yeah. Well, just to let you know that this isn't real, you won't get one. You will not get 1/365 of the $40 million.
Well, I was going to ask you, can I have the perks for a day? I'll donate my 1/365 charity, but I want to keep the perks of being the NFL commissioner.
What perk do you want?
Well, you get to, what do you have that? You probably have your own airplane and be able to fly anywhere and go meet all the important people, all the owners, for a day. So I'll just take the perks, no pay.
Well, okay, right, Rick, well, I think you're a reasonable man. All right.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, Rick. Appreciate that. So that's what he'd do. 800-795-9565. I make you commissioner for a day, and this is the decision you have to make. After the reports you've seen on TV, what you've read in the paper, heard on the radio, what decision would you make if you were sitting in that chair if I made you commissioner for a day? Would you suspend him? If so, how many games? Would you instead fine him? If so, how much? And what would you do with the Patriots? I'd like to know, what do you think? 800-795-9565. 800-795-9565. What would you do? Love to find out. What would you do? You're sitting there. You've been thinking about it. You're in the big Kevin Hurd chair today.
I am.
What would you do?
Well, you know, that's a tough question because I do agree with suspending him. And I think that, really, to be honest with you, I feel that this, well, first of all, the whole he probably sort of kind of knew what was going on was wishy-washy from the start, man. So, he obviously was probably the mastermind behind this. I agree with fining him the maximum amount that they can fine him also.
Okay. So you would fine and suspend him?
Yeah, probably for just a game. And of course...
One game?
Yeah, they would probably choose a game. Like, for instance, you alluded to earlier about the Steelers on opening night. Probably not that game. Maybe whoever they play next.
Okay. Interesting. 800-795-9565. What would you do? I make you commissioner for a day, sans the $40 million a year.
You always throw that in there, don't you?
Yeah, yes, I do. That's to make sure that we cover our respective backsides here at the broadcast facility of champions.
Yeah.
So I make you commissioner. I mean, look, we make Lawrence president for a day.
That's true.
I think he handles it very well. I mean, there are moments of ego, but I think for the most part he does well.
He does handle those POTUS duties well, doesn't he?
Yes, he does. Now I've made each one of you out there commissioner for a day. What do you do to Tom Brady? Do you fine him? Do you suspend him? If so, how many games? How would you handle the Patriots? What would you do? You've heard enough of it on the show. You've seen enough of it on TV. You've read about it in the paper or on the internet. So now the question is, what would you do? Rick gave us his answer. 800-795-9565. I'd like to hear more answers on it. What would you do? I am empowering you to be the commissioner of the NFL for one day. Unfortunately for you, on your only day in the job, you can't travel to 16 stadiums to see each and every game on a given day in person and hand out trophies. It has to be a day where you have to make a decision on Tom Brady.
So that means I can't stand up and say with the first pick of the 2016 NFL draft?
Exactly. Darn. You cannot do that. I am taking that away, and I'm giving you the single most important decision you have to make this year. 800-795-9565. 800-795-9565. What would you do? A lot of people have talked about this, discussed it. It's around the water cooler. There are a lot of very serious things going on in the world today, none of which are being talked about on this show. Instead, you know, we are here talking about what we talked about back in late January, and that is deflated footballs. And I just want to know, what would you do? 800-795-9565. And it's fun here. I mean, I'll tell you what's fun about this is you're not going to have, I doubt you're going to have any Patriots fans calling. You're going to have people who are not Patriots fans, probably not Brady fans. So I think they're going to bring an interesting perspective to the table I want to hear. 800-795-9565. I make you commissioner for one day. Okay. Unfortunately for the NFL, they're bringing you in rent-free. 800-795-9565. That's 800-795-9565. So just jump in. See some calls coming in right now. Can't wait to hear what they have to say about this. All right, next stop on our run here is Bill on Interstate 80. Hi, Bill. Both hands on the wheel, my man. Hi, Bill.
Good afternoon to you, too.
It's great to hear you.
I got an opinion. Pardon
me? I'd love to hear it.
All right. You take one of those spinning wheels like they have at church bazaars, and you section off one section. And every Monday, you spin the wheel. If it lands on that section, Brady can't play that week. The reason I say do it that way, because Belichick knew also nothing happens on that team without Belichick knowing it. And he now has 5 days to plan with a backup quarterback, not 3 or 4 weeks like he would normally.
Okay. So we take Bill's the commissioner of the NFL for a... Introduce
Monday,
the spinning wheel of discipline.
Yes, you just spin the wheel, and what, if it lands on the spot where it says this is the week, but he doesn't play that. If it lands on the other ones, he plays that week.
Okay, Bill, I appreciate that. Thanks. Yeah, that's terrific. All right, and let's take our next one here. Welcome to the show. Great to have you with us.
Is that
Hi there.
Hi,
yes, it is. It is absolutely.
Okay.
From you.
I heard a report today that Aaron Rodgers said the Green Bay Packers, they always overinflate the ball because that's the way he likes it. Did you hear that?
Yeah. Well, in fact, he said it during the to Phil Simms last year before.
Well, what's the difference?
Nothing. There is no difference.
There is no difference. Yeah. It's a pound of air.
Mm-hmm.
To me, it's laughable. I said to Kevin this morning, could you imagine Johnny Unitas, Norm Van Brocken, hey, I don't got enough air in my ball.
Right.
Why play football?
Right.
And then I heard somewhere else that the kickers have a ball.
Yeah, it's K-ball. Yeah, it's K-balls in college, K-balls also in the NFL.
What if they decide, you know, you got a real good center. He likes a different ball, but not the same ball as the quarterback. The center's going to simulate a snap, then they'll run off, get another ball for the quarterback. I mean, this is kind of ridiculous.
Well, my solution was to fine Brady the maximum. I picked a million. And the reason I would fine him is for lack of cooperation in the investigation. That would be my out, because you and I both know that the Wells report is the definition of incomplete, which is something we've become used to in these parts.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And the Patriots a first or a second round draft choice because the two equipment guys do work for the club.
I'd force them to sit and get interviewed by Chris Matt.
Mm-hmm.
That would be my penalty. Hey, I gotta go. Have a good day. Have a good weekend,
hey,
guys.
Tony, have a great weekend. Great comments. 800-795-9565. What would you do to Tom Brady? Hey, would you fine him or suspend him? 800-795-9565. More of your calls in a moment. Today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Hey, it's Kevin Hur from the Steve Jones Show. This week we're featuring the 2016 Kia Sorento EX Turbo. The complete redesign for 2016 makes the doors a little bit longer, so it seals off the outside noise. So when you're listening to the Steve Jones Show, you won't hear a whole lot of road noise. You'll have lots of great features, including parking assist and lane assist, too. So if somebody's in your blind spot, you'll know about it, and you won't have an accident. Check it out at Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 to 15, Hummel's Wharf.
The best get-togethers start with a trip to the beverage supermarket, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury. Why? Because Brewers Outlet has not only a great selection of beer, including imports and microbrews, but also a lot more. Brewers Outlet has water, soda, they roast their peanuts every day, and you can't forget about stopping by the pickle bar. Look for great deals on wine coolers and all your favorite snacks. Before you enjoy those special times with family and friends, make your visit first to the beverage supermarket, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury.
Okay, we have had some very entertaining calls in the last half hour about how they would discipline Tom Brady. Would you? Bill on Interstate 80 said, let's use a wheel every week. And give Belichick as little time as possible to prepare. All right. So what would you do? 800-795-9565. The burden, the bar was set very low on this thing. And the more probable than not, as I pointed out in the show yesterday, has always been one of the standards the NFL has used. It's not a very high standard, and when you read the report. I mean, what this does, it's the equivalent of giving you a roadmap. I'll give you an example. I'm speaking in Johnstown tomorrow night. It is the equivalent of giving me a roadmap where it gets me to Johnstown, but I need a Garmin for the last 2 miles to make sure I get to the exact location. The Wells report is the equivalent of a roadmap that never gives you the Garmin. That's the problem Roger Goodell has. Now, do I think on gut feeling that Tom Brady looked at these guys and said, look, hey, get those things to the lowest possible limit you can, you know, that works in the game, and that's great. Do I think that? Oh, yeah, I do. The problem is there's nothing there that documents it. That's the problem. It's one thing to think it. It's one thing to guess it. It's another thing to assume it. It's another thing to know it. And you're talking about someone's reputation here. And when it comes to a reputation, guessing, assuming, pretty sure, doesn't quite cut it. That's the problem I have with this. Thus, if I'm the commissioner, I'm going to go with the part I do know. The part I do know is that the report tells you, and his agent confirms it, they didn't turn over phone, text message. In other words, they did not cooperate fully. Now, that part you can get him on. That part, you can fine him heavily. I would fine him. I would not suspend him. But if you fellas worthy of suspension, because Sean Payton, for example, got a year. But again, remember, disciplining Mickey Loomis, Sean Payton, and Greg Williams over Bounty Gate is a completely different discipline than disciplining a player. You're asking, why is that? Because the player falls under the guise of the National Football League Players Association. Loomis, Payton, and Williams are management, no union. The NFL could do it exactly what they wanted. If they didn't want to suspend him for 5 years, they could have. Today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet.